Okay. Shalom. So we'll continue in Shar Avodah Tzadikim Perakei. Does everybody see a glare? Yeah? I got, after you mentioned it, I heard from some other people also. Okay. I want to move a little bit. I want to skip a little bit. I speak outside. Like the Chavis Halvav is continuing. We're in the middle of the dialogue between, and Shavuot is the Kim Perakei. Really what we're up to in the Lev Tev edition is Reish Lamed Vav, page Reish Lamed Vav. But I want to speak a little bit outside and then move a little bit fast forward. The person, call it the Nefesh, is busy consulting with the Seichel about how to move on to the higher spheres of getting close to Hashem. So the Seichel says that there are two things that you're going to have to move out of the way, which you consider a real inherent part of your life. It's not going to be easy for you. And they are, number one, the pursuit of physical pleasures. I always make a point of emphasizing it this way. We often see in many of the Sfarim how physical pleasures are disparaged. And it's important to realize that in general, we aren't talking about physical pleasures per se, as much as pursuit of physical pleasures. The way he terms it here, the Chavis Halvav says, Avas Hanois HaGufiyus, meaning not just having physical pleasure, but when it's a pursuit, when it's an agenda in life, meaning physical pleasures, I'm talking practically now, I'm not getting into the whole sugya now, into all the philosophical discussions about all the days or showing him on the subject. I'm talking practically, as far as we're concerned, halacha l'maisa. When we talk about precious, when we talk about not being involved in physical pleasures, it does not mean, as far as we're concerned, l'maisa, it does not mean doing everything you can to avoid enjoying your breakfast. What it means is not to have physical pleasures as a pursuit in life, but rather something that is there as a supplement to life. It enhances your life. It makes it gishmak as you go along, but not that you're living your life for that. It's not an agenda. So number one, the Seichel says, one thing that you have to knock out of the way is pursuit of physical pleasures. And the second one that you have to knock out of the way is ego. In other words, what he's really saying is that you have to remove yourself from the center. You have to move on to a plane where you are not your focus. You're removing yourself from the center. And that manifests in two primary ways. A, physical pleasures is not an agenda. And B, yourself, as in your own ego, is not an agenda. And the Seichel goes on to elaborate and says that the first category includes being addicted to, again, for practical purposes, that's how I want to say this. It doesn't mean enjoying, being addicted to food, drink, dress, a person's doing his clothing, sleeping, relaxation, and shalva, meaning an aversion to hard work. An aversion to hard work. Simas HaTorah, we'll call it that. Meaning you try to make life as easy as possible. If that's an agenda, you're going to have a hard time. You have to be ready to hustle. Simas HaTorah, right? That's how the Chavis Halvav himself, the Sharm, puts it. Avas and Menucha, v'sinas HaTorah. That's number one. You have to move these things out of the way. Now, the second midah, the things that will support the second midah that you have to move out of the way, and the things that you have to therefore move out of the way, are maisre adibur, too much talking. V'loiv chevras b'nei adam, and being too much of a social creature. Let's talk about this a little more. V'isnois lahem, being too much of a people pleaser. V'avas ha-mahalol v'akavod nehem, and loving people's praise. V'akin obayim v'kinyonim o'ilomim, and envy, trying to finagle things out of people, and also disparaging people and talking badly of them. So again, the first is about working on clearing out of your life the agendas of physical pleasures, in which includes liking to take it easy. We always have the usual ones that we always think of naturally, food, drink, marital-related things. But he's adding also liking to take it too easy. You know the mashal with the Chafetz Chaim? Not the mashal, the story of the Chafetz Chaim, where the Chafetz Chaim writes in the Mishnah Berurah that in the summertime, in Halach and Shulchan Aruch, that you should get up with vigor and energy. Really, it says, it's a little lo na'im. You're supposed to be up before morning. That's like the first, in the first Shulchan Aruch, first different Shulchan Aruch. You're supposed to be up before dawn. You should be awakening dawn. Rabbi Lapian pointed out, it's going to be a little lo na'im. Come to Shemayim, and they say, okay, let's start with Shulchan Aruch. Fifth one. You already got messed up there. They said, toward the end of his life, he made a point of trying to get up about seeking, just so he should be able to say, Sif one, I was pretty much okay with. But you know what? We don't really have to trouble ourselves with that too much. Obviously, these things do depend on these aren't ends in and of the, I shouldn't say that. These things on my side are dependent on what's going to work for you in terms of setting up this productive schedule. Whatever the case is, Mishnah Berurah warns that when it comes to getting up early in the morning, he says, the Itahara, he has seasonal tightness. In the wintertime, he'll tell you it's too cold now. You have to stay under the covers for a little bit longer. In the summertime, he'll tell you, well, the night was so short, you need some more sleep. And you can't listen to him. The Chafetz Chaim said that he reported one winter morning, he said, this morning, I was lying in bed, and the Eitzah, it was time to get up, and the Eitzah came and told me, Yisrael Meir, you're an old man. You need more sleep. And it's cold. Stay in bed for another half hour, hour. Chafetz Chaim said, I said to the Yetzirah, 1 minute, you're even older than I am, and you're already up and on the job, so I'm going to follow suit. I'm going to learn from my Yetzirah. That's not to have avas hashalva, meaning not to be have an agenda of life has to be easy. Okay. Now the other one, and this is a theme that you see in Chavis of others, is social activity he sees as a big, something that very much supports ego, gaiva, etc. If a person is spending all his time in company, in social company, so it's always about my place in society. My place in society. And therefore, just for that reason alone, it's good for a person to have the concept of being by himself a little bit, not being dependent on society, on things going on socially. One of the things he says is too much talking. This is an eitzah that Mitzvah Yisharim says, you want to work on another. So this is actually a good eitzah. You see, very often, you're sitting around the table, a family setting or a friendly setting, and basically what's it about? It's a competition of who can get in more of their own 2 cents. Everybody wants to contribute as many cents as possible to the plate and middle on the table. and who can get in their own two cents as much as possible. And everybody's talking. Nobody's interested in what the other person has to say. It's primarily about, when can I get in a word edgewise? So Mishael Tishan says, one way of working on another is just when you're sitting in a social setting just to decide, today, I'm not going to say anything. Everybody will have to manage without my gems of wisdom on whatever subject is being discussed. And today I'm just not going to say anything. This is a very active, not a pashuta thing to do, step back from demanding your place at the center of the action. Okay. We move on. So the Chovas HaLevavos is basically telling us, if you really do want to move ahead into the more, into the higher spheres of Avodas Hashem, you have to work on moving your own ego out of the way in these different senses. Moving yourself out of the center focus. Now here I want to cite a Chazon Ish, because this kind of sounds depressing. It basically sounds like, as long as your life is gishmak in one way or the other, whether socially, physically, materially, you're not really going to be able to get forward. You have to knock out anything that you enjoy, minimize anything that you enjoy in order to really move ahead. So the Chazon Ish said something very profound. The Chazal say, Ein Adam Kone de Vritore, Torah can only really be acquired by somebody who killed himself over it. Kills himself over it. Literally, what that means is that you really have to, like, you know, tear yourself apart over the Divrei Torah, deprive yourself of eating, deprive yourself of sleeping, etc. So, which again has a certain connotation of, yeah, either you're going to rip yourself apart or you're not going to make it. Okay, there's a Chafetz Chaim saying this verse about that. To kill yourself over it means something else. He says that the mashal he gives is a person who really decided to dedicate himself to learning, a businessman, and as he's in the store, he's in the Smedrash on one of his first mornings of his new program, his wife comes running in and she says, there are people here, they're ready to make a deal, and you know, all kinds of things depend on it, and you have to come right away. So he says, his wife, 1 minute, what if I was dead? If I was dead, you'd have to figure something else out. Right now I'm dead. That's a Chafetz Chaim's shot, and a person who killed himself over the Divrei Torah. But I'm learning I'm dead. Do what you would do if I was dead. But the Chazon Ish has a Mahalach, a very interesting, very, very profound shot in this, that contains a lot of depth. And he says, when we say that Divrei Torah will only truly rest in a person who kills himself over it, what that means is you have a lot of superficial aspects that you think are really yourself. Let's say you have the guy who identifies himself by his love of Coke. That's him. Everybody knows that's him. Part of his profile is the bottle of Coke that he has with him. Or the guy who identifies himself with his freshly ground coffee, or sleeping in style, or whatever it is. And this is who I am. This is a real part of me. The Chazon Ish says, when we say kill yourself, what we mean is that there are different superficial levels that you identify as yourself. Now, if we're going to tell you, let's say, I don't know if it's necessary, per se, to get rid of Coke in order to be Matzliach in learning, but whatever the case is, the point is, that there may be aspects of yourself that you say, that's me, that's me. If I get rid of that, I'm ruining who I am. I can't live without that. The Chazon Ish says, so you know what? Kill that superficial level of yourself. Yeah, you're doing yourself in. And this will actually connect you to deeper levels of your own self that you yourself weren't aware of. Bye. Killing yourself at a more superficial level because you want the deeper things, you want to be Masoach in the higher areas, his lashon is, by killing hachayim hashifkiyim, the superficial surface levels of life, you are nichnas l'toich toicham shel hachayim, you will be accessing deeper levels of your own life, you'll be discovering more profound, richer, deeper levels of yourself that you'll now be living. So when we talk about getting pleasures out of the way, again, we're talking about it in a very broad way now, how exactly it works for Maisa, we're not up to that part of the Sefer yet. But yes, when you discover certain things that are obstacles to your getting ahead and you have to move them out of the way, you have to understand this is not about suppressing yourself, it's not about depressing yourself, it's about moving things out of the way because you yourself have richer experience of life that you haven't really gotten to yet. And if you're on that track, by moving these things aside, you'll find that it's not that now you're going to suffer in Olam Hazeh in order to gain Olam Haba, but your life in Olam Hazeh is going to be, it's going to be more depressing and scant. No, the pshat is that by moving these things away, you will now suddenly discover that life can be deeper, richer, and more fulfilling. So he says, you want to really get into Torah and experience the Torah? Kill your superficial sense of yourself in order to access the deeper levels of life. And this is what the Chovetz Chaim Olmos is exhorting us to do. We'll see later how this works practically. Again, it does not simply mean all of a sudden starting to fast and getting rid of anything you enjoy. We'll see. Good night, Rabbi Yisrael.